Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 4NRDATAN and IRAs for Dummies by Ted Benna is a practical personal finance guide focused on the two retirement saving structures most familiar to American workers' employer. Sponsored 400T plans and individual retirement accounts, Benna is widely known as the father of the 400T Polk. Giving the book an unusual perspective for an introductory guide because it combines basic instruction with knowledge of why these plans were designed and how they evolved. The book fits the Four Dummies format, accessible explanations, plain language, and step-by-step guidance for readers who may not have a financial background. Its purpose is not to offer individualized investment advice, but to help readers understand contribution rules, tax treatment, employer matches, investment choices, rollovers, withdrawals, and common mistakes. The central value of the book is its translation of retirement plan complexity into decisions ordinary savers must make during employment, career changes, and retirement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how 401k plans turn workplace payroll into long-term retirement saving. A major focus of the book is the basic mechanism that makes a 401k different from an ordinary investment account. Contributions are usually made through payroll deduction, which makes saving automatic rather than dependent on repeated individual decisions. This design matters because many workers intend to save but fail to act consistently when saving competes with current spending. Benna explains the 440NTIK as an employer-sponsored structure in which employees choose how much pay to defer, within legal limits, and invest that money through options selected for the plan. The book also emphasizes tax treatment. Traditional 401TIK contributions generally reduce current taxable income, while taxes are paid later when money is withdrawn. Roth 401TIK contributions work differently, using after-tax dollars with the possibility of qualified tax-free withdrawals. Employer matching contributions receive special attention because they can materially increase the value of participation. The practical lesson is that the plan is not merely an account. It is a system combining automatic saving, tax incentives, employer involvement, and investment growth over time. Secondly, traditional and Roth IRAs as flexible complements to employer plans. The book also treats IRAs as a core retirement planning tool rather than a secondary topic. An IRA is personally controlled, not tied to a current employer, which gives it a different role from a 401k. Benna explains the distinction between traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs through their tax timing. But traditional IRAs may provide current tax benefits depending on income, filing status, and workplace plan coverage, while withdrawals are generally taxable. Roth IRAs are funded with after-tax money and can offer tax-free qualified distributions. But this contrast helps readers decide whether present tax savings or future tax flexibility is more valuable in their situation. The book also discusses why IRAs are useful for people without workplace plans, for spouses who qualify under household income rules, and for workers changing jobs. Rollovers are especially important because they allow retirement assets to move from an old employer plan into another retirement structure without losing tax-favored status when handled correctly. The larger point is that IRAs give savers portability, broader account control, and planning flexibility across different career stages. Thirdly, contribution limits, eligibility rules, and the cost of missing plan details, a practical guide to 401ks and IRAs must deal with rules. And the book helps readers understand why those rules affect real outcomes. Contribution limits determine how much can be sheltered in tax-advantaged accounts each year, while catch-up provisions allow older workers to contribute more once eligible. The specific dollar limits change over time, so the durable lesson is to know the categories and verify current IRS figures before making decisions. Eligibility rules also matter. A worker may have to satisfy plan requirements before joining a 401k, and IRA deductibility or Roth IRA eligibility can depend on income and tax filing status. The book uses these rules to show that retirement saving is not only about choosing investments, it is also about avoiding administrative errors, contributing too much, misunderstanding whether a contribution is deductible, ignoring employer enrollment procedures, or mishandling a rollover can create taxes, penalties, or lost opportunities. Benna's approach is useful because it frames compliance as part of financial strategy. Knowing the rules helps readers capture benefits that are already available rather than leaving them unused. Fourthly, choosing investments inside retirement accounts without overcomplicating the process. The investment sections of the book are important because 401ks and IRAs do not produce retirement security simply by existing. Money inside the account must be allocated among available investment choices, and the choices can shape long-term results. The book explains common options such as stock funds, bond funds, balanced funds, index funds, and target date funds in accessible terms. The key reasoning is that different assets carry different combinations of risk, return potential, volatility, and time horizon suitability. Younger savers may be able to tolerate more market fluctuation because they have more years before retirement, while workers approaching retirement often need greater attention to stability and withdrawal needs. Fees are another practical issue because high costs can reduce compounding over long periods even when the account receives regular contributions. The book does not require readers to become professional investors. Instead, it encourages understanding diversification, matching investments to time horizon, and avoiding emotional reactions to short-term market movements. This makes the investment advice consistent with the book's broader goal, informed participation rather than speculative trading. Lastly, withdrawals, loans, penalties, and retirement income decisions. The book's discussion of withdrawals highlights that retirement accounts have rules at both the saving stage and the spending stage. Accessing money too early can trigger taxes and penalties unless an exception applies, which makes 401(k)s and IRAs different from ordinary savings accounts. This restriction is part of their purpose. They are designed to preserve assets for retirement rather than short-term needs. The book also addresses issues such as loans from 401(k) type plans when available, hardship withdrawals, required minimum distributions for certain accounts, and the timing of distributions after retirement. These topics matter because a poorly planned withdrawal can reduce future income and create an avoidable tax bill. Roth accounts introduce additional considerations because contribution access and qualified earnings withdrawals follow different rules. Benna's practical emphasis is that readers should understand liquidity before they need it. Retirement planning is not complete when contributions are made. It also requires decisions about when to draw money, which account to use first, how taxes may apply, and how to avoid undermining decades of accumulated savings. In conclusion, 401(k) TAs and IRAs for Dummies is best suited for employees who participate in a workplace retirement plan, workers deciding whether to open an IRA, people changing jobs, and readers who want a clear explanation of retirement account rules without technical financial jargon. It is also useful for small business owners and benefits decision makers who want to understand why plan design, employer matching, and employee education affect participation. The practical benefit is immediate readers can better evaluate enrollment choices, contribution levels, rollover options, tax treatment, and withdrawal consequences. The intellectual benefit is a clearer understanding of how the American retirement savings system shifted toward defined contribution plans, placing more responsibility on individual savers. What makes the book stand out from similar beginner guides is Ted Benna's authority as the creator and early promoter of the 401(k). Many retirement books explain account mechanics, but this one is positioned around the person most closely associated with the plan's origin. That background gives the guide credibility while still serving the 401(k)s mission of plain explanation. Its value lies in helping readers treat 401(k)s and IRAs not as confusing forms and acronyms, but as structured tools with rules, incentives, trade-offs, and long-term consequences. If you would like to support Ted Benna, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.